high priest of the LSD movement is Dr. Timothy Leary. Once a respected professor of clinical psychology at Harvard, now at 47, depending on your point of view, a prophet or a threat to the conventional morality.
LSD is a psychedelic drug. Psychedelic means mind opening. Psychedelic means a process of going within. Psychedelic chemicals are ways of contacting your body, contacting areas of your nervous system which can teach you things. Psychedelic drugs tend to turn you off from the outside world and put you in tune with what we call the divinity within. And let's not kid ourselves about this. I believe very sincerely and deeply in LSD as a sacrament and a psychedelic way of life. The chances are that I'm wrong, because as a visionary prophet, you know, it's 1 out of 100 that you're right, and 99 out of 100 that you're a nut. That's the chance of the game, but history will tell. You see, we're saying that man should go back to the basic tribal pattern. We should not get hooked up in these mass, megalopolis, cosmopolitan, national groups. The basic unit of human life is the family and the small tribal group which knows itself and its members face to face. Right now, I live in Millbrook, New York. It's the largest state where we have 60 people, 15 children, 45 adults. We consider it a country, but we think that in the future, you're going to see thousands of small groups like ours dropping out of the mass anthill society and forming their own little communities. Now, the problem is you have to work harder to do that. The escape today is to be conforming. It takes much more courage, imagination, energy, and hard work to drop out than it does to drift along.
How widespread is the use of LSD among our young people in college? And further, what are the reasons for them wanting to use it?
Well, nobody knows how many people smoke marijuana or take LSD today. It's like how many virgins are there at Vassar. Now, why do I say that? Because the kids in the United States today who are taking LSD tend to be from our best colleges. The kids in Podunk State College in Arkansas, they're drinking bourbon the way their fathers did. They're not taking LSD or smoking pot. It's Berkeley, it's Harvard, it's Yale, it's Chicago, where you find the LSD use. These are the kids who are searching. They want more. They don't want Vietnam. They don't want race riots. They don't want IBM computer security checks. They want more. And the more isn't the Bible. It isn't the conventional religion. It isn't the conventional rewards of two cars in a garage. It's always inside. Wise men and philosophers have always said this. The more is always in here. Start your own religion. Start your own country. Don't buy any of the old codes. They're static and canned. Write your own Ten Commandments. Discover yourself the world is round or flat.
Many centuries ago, people wouldn't go so far on a map because there were phrases like, beyond here, demons or dragons dwell. Did you know how far you could go before, literally, one might drop off the end of the earth?
That's one of the best questions I've ever been asked. It's the question that I think about. More seriously, the question, how much knowledge can the human mind stand before it freaks out? I don't know how much insight you can give a society and still ask people to perform the task of society. When you take LSD, you drop out of the overall social... The kids who take LSD aren't going to fight your wars, middle-class, middle-aged, whiskey-drinking generals. They're not going to join your corporations, middle-class, middle-aged, whiskey-drinking corporation presidents. They won't buy it. I predict that within 15 years, and that means that most of the people watching this program will see an LSD orthodoxy in this country. You'll see an LSD president, a pot-smoking Supreme Court, and I'll predict to you, my profession is visionary prophet. I'll prophesy what the next kick is going to be. It's going to be electronic brain stimulation. Within 15 years, we'll have little buttons, and if you want to get happy, or if you want to go back in time, or if you want to learn faster, you'll press buttons, because the brain is a neuroelectric network. Now, when that happens, the LSD orthodoxy will be saying, this new thing is too much. Man shouldn't have that much power. But you can't stop it. Evolution continues to probe the dangerous, the mysterious, the new.
It's no accident that enormous crowds come out to hear me lecture. Whenever I go to a college, it's always sold out. It's not because I'm that clever. It's because they gave me the good lines in the show. Turn on, tune in, drop out.